This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's guest, Dr. Frank Lipman. Dr. Lipman is an integrative physician here in New York City. His new book is How to Be Well, The 6 Keys to a Happy and Healthy Life. And Frank, you have a practice in New York. Tell us a little bit about your practice. It's a center, so patients can see you. You also have other doctors working there and health coaches. What's it like over there?
That's lovely. It's a great spot. I've been doing integrative medicine, functional medicine, whatever you want to call it, for many years. And over the years, you just refine and refine your art. And over the last couple of years, I've introduced health coaches to the practice, which has been incredibly eye-opening for me and helpful for the patients, because the health coach is not only sitting with me on an intake with a patient, but then the patient sits down with the health coach afterwards. And for the patient to have someone guiding them and supporting them through the processes has been really beneficial. You know, in the old days, I'd used to give people a handout and say, okay, stop eating gluten or stop eating grains, stop eating sugar, do X, Y, and Z, bye. This is, you know, go meditate. Now I have an assistant, a nurse, well, a health coach actually, who actually guides people through this process. So they'll either teach them breathing techniques, they'll tell them what restaurants they can go to when they go to a restaurant, what they should eat, how they should shop, what they should do with their pantry. So really a practical application of the information that I give the patient. So it's been incredibly helpful. And then I also have some body workers here, and I have someone who does identical hormone replacements. So we have a couple of different people here. But I love my health coaches, and that's been sort of the biggest change over the last 5 years, introducing health coaches to the practice.
It's like having your own private health concierge, because doctor's time is limited and can be expensive time. And with a health concierge at your disposal, they can answer the basic questions. And then, you know, if there's a serious medical concern, that can be sent upstream to you, and you can make a decision about, you know, whether to intervene medically.
Yep, thanks. You always articulate things much better than I ever can. Thanks, Ron.
Okay. No, that's. I think you've really been a pioneer in the use of health coaches, and they're becoming more and more accepted and ubiquitous, not just in integrative medicine, but also conventional medicine. Look, we just don't have enough doctors, and doctors can't spend enough time with patients, and I think it's a great concept. Kudos to you for leveraging it. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about your controversial views on salt. The mantra in integrative medicine, in natural health, has been avoid the salt shaker. And you're not that... You don't think it's such an imperative?
No, I don't at all. You know, I've noticed it with myself. You know, I was, once again, apart from avoiding fat, I was avoiding salt, because, you know, what was interesting, my blood pressure was tending up. I had a little bit of a belly, all these things. I was, you know, metabolic syndrome, and so I was scared of salt. As soon as I actually changed my diet and started eating more and more salt, everything actually went down, including my blood pressure.
And that's been demonstrated. You know, that actually they've demonstrated that some people have what's called a paradoxical reaction to salt restriction. Instead of their blood pressure coming down, it goes up.
Yep. And, you know, the guy that I did the salts, helped me with the salt section, is this, you know, young, I don't know if he's a cardiologist, but a researcher who wrote a book called The Salt Fix. And he has Have you had him on your podcast? You should have him on your podcast. An interesting guy.
Yes, I've invited him, but he was in such a media buzz around his new book that it was a little hard for him to schedule. But we'll have him on in 2018. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and I think the studies actually show that I think it's what 10 to 20% of people are salt sensitive. So this myth of demonizing salt is nonsense. You know, we've demonized the wrong white crystal, as someone says. You know, we should have demonized sugar and not salt. So I think, you know, it's what salt you use also makes a difference. I mean, obviously it's better to use, you know, Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt, although even some of the sea salt now has some plastic beads in it, apparently. So you need to be a little bit careful with what salt you use. But I'm a big fan of salt, as are, you know, every chef you speak to uses tons of salt. So, you know, salt has been used for centuries in every culinary tradition. It's crazy that, you know, we reduce everything in Western medicine and we think when we take the salt out, we're going to feel better or things are going to change. And on the contrary, they sometimes get worse.
And I've heard it said that it's not so much the sodium, it's the sodium to potassium ratio. And if you're on a diet, yep, you know, such as you and I follow, which is a diet that has plenty of plant food, you're going to get a lot of potassium to counteract, yep, the adverse effects of the salt. It's the American diet, which is a lot of processed foods, virtually, yep, bereft of fresh fruits and vegetables, that is problematic when it comes to potassium.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Let's move a little bit away from the food realm, because that's important. But, you know, your book goes way beyond food to talk about five other realms. You suggest that people go on a little bit of a device diet. You entitle the chapter Tame the Tech Beast. What's up with that?
Well, I think we've got a major problem on our hands. You know, we've all known that sugar is addictive, but we're realizing how addictive tech is. And, you know, we're seeing it more and more, especially in the younger generation. You know, my daughter now is a therapist in my office, and she works a lot with millennials. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot more tech addiction problems. So, you know, people need to realize how addictive technology is and how it could be ruining not only their sleep, but their health in general. So, you know, I think staying on your computer late at night, having your phone nearby all the time, not only the blue light, but it may be the electromagnetic fields. Apart from the addictive quality of like wanting an extra like on your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever it is, it's interesting to see how addicted we've come to all this technology and how people are having a hard time focusing and concentrating and actually connecting. You know, if you go to a restaurant, always look around. It's unbelievable how many people are at a table and are on their phones or looking at their phones. Mm-hmm. People can't, you know, leave their phones alone. So, you know, I'm a big fan of going on a digital detox at least a day a week, or, you know, you can choose your time, but I think it's very, very important to become aware of how addictive this technology is, and also the actual physical effects that you can get from the blue light and the electromagnetic fields.
Indeed. And, you know, I really feel that plays a major role in the health challenges that some of our patients face, because we both practice in New York City. It's a stressful environment. And I think that digital component, the phone always on, people literally on call 24/7, responding to email in the middle of the night, checking stock prices, yep, as the market opens in Europe or in Asia.
Yep.
That's a form of consciousness that ultimately takes a toll, doesn't it?
I just saw a young woman today. I've been seeing her for years, and she came in fatigued and achy and feeling terrible. And, you know, when I asked her what was going on, you know, she works for a company that she has to speak to LA people. She's on the phone till 11:30 at night. Mm. And she's just, her whole sleep rhythm is off. So she goes to bed at 12:30, sometimes at 1 o'clock. And even although she's getting 6 or 7 hours sleep, she's exhausted. Whereas before, when she used to go to bed at 10 o'clock and wake up earlier, she was fine. So, you know, people's body rhythms get pushed out with this technology, and it's definitely creating more and more problems. And, you know, as I become more aware of the problems, I'm seeing it more and more in my patients. You know, probably it was there for a while, but as I become more aware, I'm noticing it more.
You say in the book, there's a section which talks about auditing your meds. And, you know, for some people, that's maybe a daunting process, because a doctor prescribes meds. You go to, you know, a cardiologist prescribes something, then the gastroenterologist prescribes something. And pretty soon, you know, you're on 4 or 5 different meds by the time you're 50. How do you go on a deprescribing a process? How do you winnow out what's really necessary and get rid of the excess baggage?
Well, you know, I think this is becoming more and more of a problem. It's always been a problem. I'd say, you know, a good 25% of patients I'm seeing these days are coming in, they're trying to get off their medication that they've been given by their doctor. So I think why this is a problem is, in Western medicine, you know, our tools are drugs or surgery. So someone comes in with a symptom, you give a drug to suppress the symptom. You know, what we do is look for the underlying cause. And so, you know, if you go into the traditional doctor and you've got heartburn, then he'll give you a Nexium or a PPI, a proton pump inhibitor, to suppress that symptom. Then that creates other problems, maybe in your gut, so you get constipated and you get a laxative, whatever it is. But in Western medicine, we just treat the symptom. We tend to play whack-a-mole, and we end up taking 3, 4, 5 drugs. So when someone comes in to see us, ultimately what we're trying to do is get to the root cause of the problem, why that person had reflux, you know, in the beginning, and you alter that and you slowly get them off the drugs. The problem I'm seeing now, and I'm sure you see it more and more, is it's not so easy to get off some of these drugs. And there was a big article
in the Times, about getting off antidepressants.
Hallelujah. I mean, we've been seeing this for years and years, that people get put on antidepressants and then it's very hard to get off the antidepressants. Now, I'm not saying there's no place for antidepressants, but they're way too frequently prescribed. So I think, you know, some of the drugs you've got to wean off slowly, and then you've got to support the person in all ways while they're getting off the drugs. But, you know, just these drugs over time wear us down, and they're not dealing with the underlying issue either. So it's a big, big problem. I'd say another huge issue that I'm seeing today, probably almost half the patients, is young women with autoimmune problems. And a lot of them have been caused by being given antibiotics for acne, or just liberal antibiotics when they were younger. And, you know, that screwed up their microbiome, and now they have these autoimmune problems. So I think the regular Western medical practice of just, you know, throwing drugs down people's throats is actually, you know, I'm more and more concerned about what's happening, and we're seeing the results of years and years of abuse or overuse or not thoughtful use of drugs.
It's one of the things that I appreciate about my medical training, is that as much as I'm reluctant to prescribe medications, I have a better understanding of what they do, when to hold, when to fold, when it's safe to taper, how rapidly to taper, and so on. Because that is a little bit of an art. You know, we could call it iatrogenology, you know, the study of medical side effects, or we could call it deprescribing. It really is a challenge, and sometimes it's a little harder for a health coach to tell a patient, oh, you know, just, you know, throw away your medications. That might be, you know, too abrupt a withdrawal.
Yes, and I see that too, because people don't trust the medical system, and there are a lot of people in the wellness world who don't understand how difficult it can be to withdraw from these drugs. So I see that too. People just stopping their drugs cold turkey, and all sorts of problems created. So you need to just be smart and thoughtful about how you get off the medications. And that's why I said audit your med. It's not, you know, it's not an either or, but it's something to look at and do in a thoughtful manner.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and let one of our sponsors share this important message with you. So please listen up. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Frank Lipman. Your book is very comprehensive and ambitious, and you talk about, of course, exercise, but you also talk about things that are often not mentioned as part of your health portfolio, things like touch and friendship and gratitude. Can you speak to some of those issues?
Yeah, I mean, what I see is, you know, more and more, and a lot of what I talk about in the book is common wisdom from many different traditions. You know, touch. You know, touch has got a bad rap because of, you know,
the Me Too movement. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. But I mean, appropriate touch is very healing. You know, to be intimate, to be hugged. You know, in Africa, in South Africa, growing up, you know, everyone holds hands. It was just, you know, a lot of cultures. It's warmer. Mm-hmm. It's a different. I mean, I understand and I respect. Yeah, you know, the problems here with you can't just say go touch anyone, but I think the idea of appropriate touch is very important. Friendship, there are more and more studies showing how important friendship is to longevity and to one's health. And the little things like gratitude, being kind to others, being of service, you know, these are concepts that most cultures know about. We've just lost these basic understandings in our sort of high technology Western culture. And it's a pity because a lot of what I talk about is just going back to common sense. I mean, most people know that when you're kind to others, you feel just as good as the person you're being kind to. Most people know that, you know, when you're being of service, you're not only helping that person or group or organization, but you know, you're actually getting more benefit than you're giving. So these little things, listening to music. I'm a huge fan of music.
Oh, yeah. You're known for your musical affinity.
Going for a walk in the forest or on the beach, we all know how much better we feel when we do that. So a lot of the book is just, you know, don't forget about these simple things that you can do. You don't need a doctor. You don't need to take drugs. You don't need to spend a lot of money. There are these simple things that you can do that are going to make you feel better.
So you've been on the scene for quite a long time, perhaps almost as long as I have, and you've seen a lot of changes in the integrative health movement, but you've also seen a lot of pushback from conventional medicine. Where do you think this is headed? Do you think we're prevailing? Do you think our model of healthcare has a chance to survive in a system where pharmaceutical drugs are paying off big time for big pharma, and the food industry is simply pandering to people's tastes for more and more exciting flavors?
Right. I think we're in a very good place, and that's because of this new generation of millennials. You know, my daughter and her generation, my daughter's 30. I am so impressed with so many of the millennials that I see and that I know, because first of all, they question authority, which I love. So they know the medical system's not working for them. They've become obsessed with wellness. You know, maybe there's too much stuff out there and it's confusing, but they're into wellness. They're into a lot of what
they're
say.
Doing CrossFit, they're doing paleo, all that stuff.
And And you know what I love about them? They're into transparency and they want the real deal. So I have a lot of faith in the changes. Now, it's complicated because let's just take an example like CBD oil. I use CBD mm-hmm. oil in the practice a lot. I think it's
Oh, yeah. Got Tell us about that. That's something that's on my radar screen big time these days.
I'm getting incredible results with it, but I think what's going to happen, because it's so lucrative and it's so effective, Big Pharma is going to take it over, and who knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're in interesting times, but I do think they're exciting, and I do think the change is happening in spite of the corporations and the system trying to prevent it happening. I think with this new generation, we're in a good place. And you know, I'm sure you've noticed it as well. You know, in the old days we were called quacks. Now we've become gurus. You know, these people, these young kids, respect us for what we're teaching and what we're saying, going against the system. So I think it's good times overall. Obviously, with any system that's powerful and got a lot of money, they're not going to give in so easily. But I think overall, we do have the public with us, or the new generation with us, for sure.
And we have a better chance of avoiding a jail sentence too.
Right.
Because literally, right. I mean, there's really a history of persecution of doctors who depart from conventional guidelines. And I'm not saying that all integrative practitioners are legit. You know, some of them make right. mistakes, some of them are exploitive, but you're one of the good guys and you've really done credit to the field. So congratulations. The book is How to Be Well, The 6 Keys to a Happy and Healthy Life. And the author, Frank Lipman, our guest today. And Frank, you've got a great website. Can you give people a heads up on that?
Right. It's just bewell.com. We're actually going to expand it into a much more information-heavy website. At the moment, it's a little bit disorganized, but I'm getting people to fix it up. And, you know, what I'd like to become is some, you know, I'm going to get movement experts and experts in different fields and trying to get a team or many different practitioners together and become a reliable resource for people. But at the moment, it's bewell.com. There's tons of information. There's a free newsletter. And, you know, as this movement grows, Ron, you and I, like, it's been great that we've been at the forefront and we're starting to get more respect than we got over the years. I mean, we've known each other for so many years, and you know, I remember speaking to you 15, 20 years ago. Not that it was a major struggle, because we both believed in what we were doing, but it seems to be a little bit more accepted and easier to do what we believe is the right thing to do now. So it's very exciting. I'm excited about the future, and thank you for all the work you've done in changing the model of medicine.
Well, likewise. And I think the best prospect is that we are creating a legacy that ultimately will carry on beyond our, you know, the years even that we're practicing, because it's a movement that is certainly caught on and will
right.
be perpetuated. So that's great news.
Right.
Thank you
so
much.
Just one last plug for the
sure.
book.
Because, yeah.
I mean, part of why I wrote the book was to sort of be a reliable primer for this new movement, because there's so much nonsense out there. So I wanted to create some type of reliable, accessible, beautiful to look at manual for people to use as a primer, as a handbook for wellness.
Indeed. And the book is just out, just came out, I guess, last week, and is now available from all the usual sources. Thank you so much, Frank Lipman.
Thanks,
for joining
Rob.
Us. And all the best to you. Keep up the
and
great work.
Too.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.